News of the foiled plot in Britain brought a quick response from President Bush during a visit to the Midwest state of Wisconsin.
The recent arrests that our fellow citizens are now learning about are a stark reminder that this nation is at war with Islamic fascists who will use any means to destroy those of us who love freedom, to hurt our nation.
Authorities in London said these suspected terrorists intended to smuggle liquid explosives aboard as many as 10 U.S. airliners bound from Britain to the United States. This is London's Deputy Police Commissioner, Paul Stevenson.
We believe that the terrorist aim was to smuggle explosives onto aeroplanes in hand luggage and to detonate these in flight. Put simply, this was intended to be mass murder on an unimaginable scale.
U.S. officials quickly put new security measures into effect in the wake of the foiled plot. The terrorism alert level was raised to red or severe for flights bound from Britain to the U.S. It's the first time U.S. officials have raised the terror alert status to its highest level. The terror risk level was elevated to high or orange for the rest of U.S. domestic air travel. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said the plot was in its final planning stages when British authorities disrupted it.
It was sophisticated. It had a lot of members, and it was international in scope. This operation is in some respects suggestive of an Al-Qaeda plot. But because the investigation is still underway, we cannot yet form a definitive conclusion.
FBI Director Robert Mueller also said the plot had what he called the earmarks of Al-Qaeda, but U.S. officials are holding off on a final determination of who was behind it. Word of the terror plot caused major airline disruptions on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. Many flights heading out of Britain were canceled, and security officials banned liquids, gel, and even toothpaste from being taken on board airplanes, resulting in long security delays. U.S. airports were also affected by the tight security and the ban on liquids. Most passengers seemed to accept the delays associated with the increased security measures in stride, including this couple passing through Dulles Airport outside Washington.
If it's for security, I'll do it, but most of it is just standing in lines.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. If it has to be done, it has to be done, but it's an inconvenience, but if you want to fly, you follow the rules.
Word of the foiled plot came just 1 month shy of the fifth anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States, in which jetliners were used as weapons of mass destruction. Terrorism experts say the foiled plot in Britain is a reminder that terrorists remain fixated on air travel. Neil Livingston has written 9 books on terrorism, security, and foreign policy. He spoke on VOA's Talk to America program.
And if they had succeeded today in knocking 10 airliners out of the sky, they essentially probably would have shut down the civil aviation system worldwide with remarkable impact on various economies and on world commerce and so on. So this was a home run in the making if they had been successful in carrying it out.
Professor Yona Alexander has lectured on terrorism at various universities around the world. He told Talk to America that the uncovering of the plot makes the case for continued vigilance and the need for reliable intelligence on suspected terrorists.
There is no end to their evil intentions, and secondly, there is no end to their imagination. So I think this is another example of that.
Officials in both Britain and the United States say the new security measures for air travel will remain in place indefinitely. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.